Thank you, Chair, and thank you, the Netherlands, for that question. That was a very astute observation. So this was intentional. What we've tried to do with category X and Y is to mimic the existing category G procedure, which exists in RE3. So in answer to your question, you cannot use category X and Y as a standalone category. They're designed to be used only in combination with the existing main vehicle categories. And it was decided that this approach would be the least invasive when it came to amending vehicle categories and also to align with the existing categories that we already have in RE3. But yes, essentially we've tried to follow the precedent that was already set by category G in RE3. Thank you.